Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. Glad to have you here. Hope you're having a good day. Today is Monday, March 3rd. Today is the Seven of Spades day and the Eight of Hearts. If you're born today, you may be a Pisces, but you're no wimp. People born this day are very forceful. As a matter of fact, they have an issue with being too controlling, too forceful with people, and regardless, they will get their way. They will get their way in lots of situations in life. And so it's a good birthday, and it's a challenging birthday, like all others in life. The reason this control thing is the Seven of Spades has as its first karma card. If you're born on a Seven of Spades day, your first karma card is the King of Diamonds, the One-Eyed King, the king that is the most likely to be domineering of all the kings, and most likely to be stubbornly blind and forceful. And that is your negative karma card if you're a Seven of Spades. So you embody those traits to some degree. And you're here to learn to let go of control, and you're here to learn to have faith in your life, which is the meaning of your card. The Seven of Spades means faith. But then you add to that the fact that there's an Eight of Hearts planetary ruling card, and you have somebody who has a lot of force in relationships in their life. Very forceful. They can really push whatever they want. People born today are people like Jessica Biel, the actress. We have Jean Harlow, who's an actress. We have some sports people. We have Herschel Walker, and we have Jackie Joyner Kersee, both really well-known sports figures. So, you know, people who are sports, they can have this desire to use force in a very strong way. Miranda Richardson is also born today. We also have Ed Marinaro and Alexander Graham Bell, among other people. March 3rd. A birthday that I would probably get along with pretty good, because I'm July 3rd and I'm Cancer, they are Pisces. And so when you're the same element, this being the element of water, and your birthdays fall on the same time of the month, your sun signs are very compatible, and that creates some amount of compatibility between the two of you. We were supposed to have a really special guest tonight who has had a problem. He got stuck in an airport. Dr. Ray Blanchard was going to be our guest on the show tonight. He was traveling today, was supposed to be home by 2 o'clock, but got caught in some weather pattern and held up at the airport and will not be able to be on the show tonight. So we're going to have him on next week, next Monday. So this gives you a week to prepare for this man who is amazing. Just to say a few words about him, I've talked on this show several times about a training that I did 2 years ago that absolutely changed my life. It was a transformational experience. It was one of the most powerful things I've ever done in terms of personal work and transformation, and it created a profound effect in me. Well, Ray Blanchard was my trainer for the first part of that. That's where I met him, and I had no idea. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know anything else that he might be doing. But he was the trainer, and I was really impressed with him. He was just so clear and so alive and full of energy and so fearless and so great with all of us, and we were a hard case group, as most beginning groups are, and he handled us superbly, and I came to really respect him. And then I found out that he's trained over 100,000 people. This man has been personally a personal trainer for over 100,000 people in the kind of classes I was in, which was about 60 to 100 people. But what's really exciting is that he has joined forces with some other people, and they've created a new movie, which is sort of like The Secret, okay? It's sort of like The Secret, but it's called The Answer to Absolutely Everything. Just a brief description. It explores the fundamental questions of how to live an abundant and joyful life. And it has a bunch of inspiring people on it, sort of like The Secret, talking and so forth. So it's a new take. It's sort of, it's meant to sort of finish off what The Secret started and get into it into a more profound way. If you want to go to their website to check it out, go to gettheanswer.org. And there's a preview there, and you can also watch the movie online for like $5, or you can actually order the DVD. So we're going to have him on the show next week. He's going to talk to us about what the answer to absolutely everything is. He's going to share that with us, and we're going to find out more about the kind of work that he does, which I just think is just truly amazing. So that'll be next Monday night, unless other weather patterns come into the situation. So with that in mind, kind of left me without a topic for tonight, so I have some ideas we're going to get into. First, I want to share with you that I mentioned it last week. I'll just mention it again. There's going to be, I'm going to be traveling next month in April to Georgia. I'm going to be going out to, I'm actually going to Asheville again around the first week of April. And on the evening of April 9th, which is a Wednesday, I'm going to be talking, giving a free talk on the cards in a town called Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta. So if you're anywhere in that area, and you'd like to come and meet me, I'd love to meet some of you people who I've talked to or clients or anybody. Come over there. We're going to have a talk on the cards. There's information on my website. Go to my website and click on the seminars link at the top. There will be information posted in the newsletter, which is coming out this week. And or you can just email me, and I'll send you information if you want. Okay? That's April 9th, the evening of April 9th, 2008, in Lawrenceville, Georgia. So I hope you guys down in the southeast will show up. It'll be great to see you again, if I've already known you, or to meet you for the first time. We're going to have a really fun discussion. So what we're going to do, I have a couple things to talk about with the cards. I thought instead of just picking a topic, I would talk about, give you a little lesson on the cards, on a couple of topics, actually. What I'd like to teach tonight, and this is something that hasn't really been recorded in a book, there's a secret formula. I say secret. It's not secret anymore, but it was secret for a while. There's a formula you can do in your head, and somebody can tell you their birthday, and you can calculate what their birth card is without having to look it up in the book. It's very handy because you can go around anywhere you want, and somebody can say their birthday, and you can, in your head, figure out what their birth card is. Really handy to know that. If you knew the cards even better, you could do the ruling card, but that's a little more complicated. But we will go over how to determine the planetary ruling card. And then the other thing is, I'm going to teach you the method of how the daily cards are calculated on my website. The ones, the weekly cards and daily cards that are calculated on my website. I'm going to explain it. It's rather technical. You may find it boring if you're not really interested in that, knowing that. It's a little technical, but some people have requested it, and I thought I would just take this time to discuss it once and for all, get it out on the table. And then we should be done with that around 7:30 or so, and we will open up the phone lines for questions and answers. So if you have questions tonight, I'd love to talk to you, and we can look in your cards and see what your destiny has in store for you, see what going on in your relationships and your work and your health and your family. Okay? So that's our little plan for this evening. So let's start out by talking about the formula of the Magi. Now, I never knew this existed until I first met members of the Order of the Magi who were, to that point, I didn't know they existed. I had I had heard they had existed at one time, but I didn't know they were still around. So on my very first visit to meet them, the Grand Master of the Order, whose name was Frank Koenig, taught me this formula. And I was just amazed. It was so simple, and yet it was it had never been written down anywhere. So I thought, he said it was taught orally when he learned it in the 1920s from the Order of the Nine Tribes. So it's not really complicated, but I will warn you ahead of time, you will need to be proficient in second grade level math. So, and if you can't do second grade level math in your head, you're probably not going to be able to handle this. So it's two parts. There's a formula which will give you a number. And then once you have that number, you have to know then what that card is that that number represents. Okay? Now, the number that it's going to give you is called the solar value of the card. And to explain that really quickly, which you need to know, and you can write this down. I would suggest you have some paper handy, not only for this, but for the next topic after this. Have some notes. Take some notes. The solar value is the number of the card in the deck when the deck is spread out in the natural order. The natural order of the deck is from the Ace of Hearts to the Two of Hearts, three, four, five, all the way through the Hearts, through the King of Hearts. And the King of Hearts would be card number 13. Ace of Hearts would be card number 1. After Hearts, we have the Suit of Clubs. So the 14th card would be the Ace of Clubs. And then a Two of Clubs, and Three of Clubs, and Four of Clubs, all the way to the King of Clubs, which would be card number 26. Each suit has 13 cards. So then card number 27 would be the Ace, another Ace, an Ace of Diamonds. So we have Hearts, Clubs, Diamonds, and Spades. And card number 39 would be the King of Diamonds. And then card number 40 would be the Ace of Spades, all the way to the King of Spades, which is card number 52. So the formula will give you a number. Let's say if I say the number of the card that we came up with is 37, you need to be able to figure out in your head, if possible, that that is the Jack of Diamonds. And how would you figure that? Well, there's lots of ways, but you're going to need to kind of memorize that little table of cards. But you could say, well, the King of Diamonds is 39, so it's two before that, so that would be 37. So one handy way is to memorize the number of the kings. And then you can do addition and subtraction. So you have the King of Hearts, which is 13, King of Clubs, which is 26, King of Diamonds, which is 39, and King of Spades, which is 52. So what if I say the card's number is 43? You know, the formula will give you a number of 43. Well, 43 is 3 past the Ace of Spades, which is 40, so it would be actually 44. I mean, which would be the 4 of Spades. Ace of Spades is 40, 42, 43, 44 is the 4 of Spades, which was Heath Ledger's card. He was a 4 of Spades. Okay? So that's the first part. You need to know that. If I say the card is number 18, you need to know that's a 5 of Clubs. If I say the card is number 21, you need to know that that is an 8 of Clubs. I think that's an 8 of Clubs. Yeah. And so forth. If the card is number 5, it's just a 5 of Hearts. The earlier numbers are just hearts, okay? Now, here comes the formula itself. This is the formula that will give you that number that corresponds to the card. And this is the formula that the birthday will translate into the number of the card in the deck, the formula that yields the solar value of the card. You take the number of the month, of the birth month. If it's, let's say, June, that will be 6. If it's November, that's 11. If it's December, it's 12. You take that number and you multiply it by 2. You double it. So let's just take the birthday, September 15th, okay, for example. So September is month number 9. You double 9, and that gives you 18. Then you add to that number that you doubled, in this case, 18. You add the number of the day of the month. So this was September 15th. So we take 18 and add 15 to it, and we get 33. 18 and 15. This is where the second grade math comes in very handy. So 18 and 15 is 33. Then the last step is you subtract that total from 55. So we're going to subtract from 55, we're going to subtract 33 in this case, and that gives us 22. And so someone born on September 15th, their solar value of their card is 22, which translates to, anybody know? The Nine of Clubs. Okay, so you double the month, the number of the month, add to that the day of the month, then subtract that total from 55, and you have the solar value of the card. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, why do you subtract from 55? Why don't you subtract from 52? Well, because it doesn't work if you subtract from 52. It only works when you subtract it from 55. Not only that, but if you think about it, like January 1st would be, you know, January, which is 1 times 2. We know that the January 1st is the King of Spades. And we know that if you do that formula, you end up with a number 3. Well, what number do you subtract 3 from to get 52? It has to be 55. And that's just the way that it works. It works that way. So now you have it. I hope you've written this down, and you can practice this. And it's very simple to get to the point where you don't need to have a book in your pocket or in your purse to figure out what somebody's card is. In your head, you can double the month, add the day of the month, subtract that from 55, and then do the little look up in your head as to what card they are. I'm going to do a couple of examples for you just to see if you get it. Let's say we do January 9th, for example. January is 1, and 1 times 2 is 2. And we add 2 and 9 together, and we get 11. It's the 9th of January, right? So 11. 11 from 55 is 44. So 44 is the solar value of the card. And that ends up being the 5 of spades. So somebody born January 9th is 5 of spades. Let's take another birthday. How about August the 20th? August is 8, and 8 times 2 is 16. We add 16 to the 20, which is the 20th of the month, and we get 36. 36 subtracted from 55 gives you 19. And so August 20th will be the card that has a solar value of 19. And what I do is I subtract the king from it. Like, I know that the King of Hearts is 13. So I subtract 13 from 19, and that gives me 6. I know it's a 6, and it's the suit that follows hearts, so it's a 6 of clubs. Ah, isn't that easy? Isn't that fun? I mean, I think that if any of you have paid attention, you'll see that that's fairly simple. And it works very well. And it gives you the freedom to be able to look up people's cards on the fly without having to have a book in your hand. Okay, now usually when I teach that in a class, we do a bunch of examples of that and let everybody try it out to make sure they get it. But you have it here. It's going to be on the recording next week when we post it. If you forget, you can come back and listen to it. Now, the next formula, and this is more complex in a way, is how the daily cards are calculated on my website. And this is for those of you who have more technical minds and really want to know. The thing you have to understand is how the yearly spreads are derived, first of all. I mean, we'll just talk about this a minute. Unless you study the advanced material that we have on my website or come to classes, you don't know that all the yearly spreads in the book come from another spread we call a grand solar spread. And the grand solar spreads are created by doing a process called quadration to a deck of cards. And it ends up that there are 90 distinct quadrations of the deck. And after you quadrate the deck 90 times, you end up with the spread that you started with all over again. That's why if you look in the book and compare your age zero spread to to your age 90 spread, they are identical. But not always, not all the cards are identical, because the long-range card will be different. The long-range card comes from a different spread. It's a different calculation, which we're not going to go into that right now, but all the other cards are the same because they are derived from that same spread. And at 90 quadrations is a repetition. As a matter of fact, every 45 years, they're pretty much the same. In some cases, at 45 years, they're identical, too. A lot of cards have age 0, age 45, and age 90 all the same. And you can look in the book, look in the cards of your destiny book, and look up your spreads and see what you see there. You'll see that in most cases, for most people, those spreads are identical. Other people will have certain cards reversed. And the cards that get reversed are what we call the semi-fixed cards. So if you had an ace of clubs in your spread, it's now the two of hearts at age 45, and vice versa. And if you had a seven of diamonds in your spread somewhere, at age 45, it's going to be the other card, the nine of hearts, and vice versa. And that's a long story. This is all part of the advanced stuff. Now, the daily cards, I tried all sorts of formulas for daily cards when I was trying to, I wanted to come up with a formula that worked. We were trying all sorts of formulas now. We had lots of ideas. And other people that I knew were trying formulas. And none of them, to me, really met with my personal satisfaction. I just didn't really get the accuracy. So what I realized was perhaps the daily card formula would have to be based on the same spreads as the yearly spreads, but just shortened in length. So you have a yearly spread that lasts a year. Well, it has seven periods in it. Well, a week has 7 days. So it's a perfect match, in a sense, to use the same spreads for the weekly cards. So what I did was I took the first year spread of life, which is the book, it will be the age zero spread. And I said, that spread is going to be now the first 7 days of my life. So the first 7 days of your life are the first seven cards in your yearly spread at age zero. And then when you get to the second week of your life, you go to the age one spread. And then the next week, you go to the age two spread, and so forth, until you get to age 90, and then it repeats itself all over again. And there's definitely repetition. Every 90 weeks, you'll have exactly the same cards, except for the long-range card again, because it comes from a different place, and I'm not going to be able to describe to you how to get that card. There is a long-range for the week card. That doesn't show up on my website, but it does show up on my software program. But just suffice to say, it's the same formula, though, that derives that just on a different basis, another different time basis, which is 7 weeks. So basically, the yearly spreads are repeated. And you can actually, if you follow your cards on my website, if you just start on the day of the week you're born, your Mercury day, and look at the card, and look at what you have in the next day in Venus and next day in Mars, and then look through your yearly spreads and see which one of my years do I have those three cards in Mercury, Venus, and Mars. You'll quickly see where you are, where your weekly spread matches up with what yearly spread. And then you can predict where it's going to go in the following week and also see where it went in the previous week. Okay? So you can actually make that correlation very, very easily and quickly and start to use it that way. But I also want to tell you tonight how you can actually derive this by a calculation. You can actually do a calculation to know how many, what yearly spread to look at for the cards for this particular week of your life. Okay? So, again, just to recap, the cards in your for your each day of your week, for a week that begins on your birthday, are taken from the same spreads that are the cards in your yearly spreads. It's just that now these spreads have a link of 1 week instead of 1 year, and so they change every week like they change every year. I mean, you'll only go through, you may not live to be 90 years old, and if you don't, you won't even get through all of your different spreads. But the weekly cards, you're going to go through those many times. You're going to go over and over again through all 90 of the spreads, because how many weeks have you been alive? See? So, the way you calculate your cards for the week is as follows. The first thing you need to know is how many weeks have you been alive? And to know that, you need to know how many days you've been alive. Well, that's kind of a hard thing to know. You could try to figure it out in your head. I can guarantee you it's quite a bit of work. It's much more fun, though, if you want, to go to my website, 7thunders.com, and go to the free Destiny Reading link at the top and type in your birthday there. You don't even have to type in your name if you want. That's optional. Type in your birthday and click on today, the button for today. And let's see here. If you look where it says, it'll tell you, you have been alive for X amount of days. Right where it says, right by where your birth card, the card for the day is showing up, it'll say, using an advanced technique, here's your personal card for this day and time. You have been alive for so many days. Okay? So there's the number of days you've been alive. And the number of weeks you've been alive is basically that number divided by 7. So you can get your calculator out and you can figure that out. What you would like to know, too, though, is what's the remainder left over? Like, it'll be so many weeks and then so many days left over. Okay. So let's just say, for example, I guess I could use myself, even though I'm embarrassed, to say, you know, how many weeks and days I've been alive, but I will tell you anyway. I've been alive 19,967 days. Seems like a lot of days. I'm going to divide that by 7, and I have been alive 2,852 weeks with 4 days left over. 4 days, okay? So 2,852 is the magic number for me. Okay, 2,852. Now, the thing about it is, okay, now I need to know what yearly spread that corresponds to, and there are 90 total quadrations, so now I have to subtract 90 from that until there's less than 90 left over. Does that make sense? Or you could divide by 90 and then what's the remainder? What's the leftover days? Okay? Because that's going to tell you, if you keep subtracting 90 from it, like I can say that, okay, I know that 9 times 3 is 27. So if I take 2,700 from that, it leaves 152, and then I can subtract, I have 152, and I know that divided by 7, 14, 140 would be 20, so that's going to give me 12. So basically, I'm going to be in the age 12 spread. I want to just verify that. That sounds interesting. And I know that I've probably lost half of you listening already by, you know, saying what I'm saying. But I know that I would be in the age 12 spread of my year. And that's where the cards for this week would come from. Interesting. Let's see if that works out. I want to just see. Let's see here. I'm just doing it on my software program just to be sure. And I don't appear to be getting the same results. I think my calculation's wrong. At any rate, you have to figure out how many weeks you've been alive, and then you have to see how many quadrations have you been alive. And then when you take away how many 90 times you've gone through, how many 90 versions of weeks you've gone through, that remainder will tell you what week you're in of the current 90-year, 90 quadration spread, and then you know what day of the week, what week you're in. And the remainder from the first thing, how many days you've been alive, tells you what day of the week that you're in, okay, for this period. So this is something that my software handles automatically. It's not covered in the book, but people ask about all the time because it's on the website. By the way, once you discover the yearly spread that your weekly cards are coming from, all you're looking at is that daily card on my website, right? You're looking at the direct card. There's also a vertical card for that day. So knowing that spread can give you the direct and vertical cards of the day you're looking at, which is a lot more information about the day. Very handy. Also, there's a long-range card, a Pluto card, a result, environment, and displacement card for that week, which will show up. Everything but the long-range will be accurate in the book. So you, once you figure out how to coordinate this with what's in the book, you'll have more information about your week if you want it, if you'd like to know more. We also sell Destiny calendar pages, which give this information. The software also creates a really nice calendar thing, too, that shows all your cards for the current week and the coming weeks also. Okay? So I hope that wasn't too confusing. I know that it probably was pretty confusing for a lot of you. But I thought I would talk about it anyway, in lieu of the fact that I really didn't have a guest tonight and I wasn't planning on talking about anything. So, hope you enjoyed it. We're going to take a short break right now. We're going to play my new song, which is called Rama Rama. And when we come back, if you have any questions, I'm here to talk to you. So now is the time to call in, and I'll be right back, and we'll have a nice conversation. See you then.
I
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that new song that I just recorded. It's called Ram Rama. Ram is the sound emanating from the heart chakra, and when it's chanted, the heart chakra tends to open, creating love. Nice, huh? Okay, we have a couple calls in the line. There are still lines open, so feel free to call in. We have Lily calling from Los Angeles. Are you there, Lily?
I'm here.
How are you, Lily?
Oh, I'm fine.
And your birthday, is it September 18th, 1946?
Correct.
Good. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, you know, I'm confused about, you know, combining the cards. As far as putting them together, sometimes they're contradictory to each other. You know what I mean? And I was just curious what this Seven of Hearts and Two of Diamonds is for my Pluto and result this year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it's actually, one thing I just want to mention is that I have this, I have a workshop on DVD now. Well, it's actually on CD for the computer. And it goes through all those things, like, you know, how do you combine cards and so forth. But I'll explain it to you briefly, okay, how it works.
Sure.
So this, both the Pluto and Result card together, when the year begins, they describe what is going to be the challenge for the year. So, like, first of all, do you know any Seven of Hearts or Two of Diamonds people? That would be the first question.
Do I know any... not right now.
Okay. It's just good to check that out because if you do, you know, if you happen to be in a, know somebody, it might be them, right? That's the first thing you want to check. Is that somebody you know? This card is standing up there. Okay. So the Seven of Hearts as a Pluto card represents often loneliness or issues around being betrayed by people in your life.
Oh,
okay, that's what it represents.
That rings a bell, yeah.
Okay, and that will be for this year, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then Two of Diamonds, it could be like that it would say, well, I'm feeling like betrayed or abandoned or whatever from other people, and it's related to some kind of business thing we had going together.
Uh-huh.
You see how that works? That's
okay.
An example of how that works. Now, what you also know, need to know is that that Two of Diamonds is also the result card of the year. And the result card of the year is always a positive thing at the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay. So when your birthday, your next birthday comes around, you're going to get sort of a little present from the universe. You're going to get a gift called a Two of Diamonds blessing card. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what form that will take because it could be lots of things. It could be a person that you haven't met yet. It could be somebody you already know. And it could be that you're going to have a satisfactory, like, relationship in a sense of a financial thing, like with a stockbroker or somebody who's helping you invest or a, perhaps even somebody you're doing a business deal with. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, but, you know, you said it's a blessing.
It ends up being a blessing
the
at
result?
The end, but during the year, it's a challenge. It's a challenge until the end, and then it becomes a blessing.
Well, I don't know, because on 59, I had an, when I was 59, I had an ace of spades, and I got fired from a job. That wasn't like a blessing, but
an
maybe it was
spades,
in a way.
I think it was. An ace of spades Pluto, or what?
Huh?
Did you have that ace
of spades?
That
was 2 years ago.
Did you have that in the Pluto position or what?
That was in the result.
The result. Well, I think it was absolutely a blessing for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, See, we as human beings, we always resist change. That's what we do. Nobody likes change. And sixes don't like to change very much at all. You're a double six.
I know.
You know, and sixes kind of like they're used to kind of waiting around for something to happen, you know. But when that Ace of Spades came around, it kind of blasted things open for you.
It sure did.
Which I think, even though you say, oh, that was bad luck, well, I say, no, maybe not. Maybe that was actually good luck for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
it has,
one more thing I'd like to ask you. I have a friend that's a King of Diamonds. That was in my Mercury period.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a Nine of Fazbear. And, I thought maybe that friendship would end or something. It hasn't, but what do you make on that?
Well, Nine of Spades is in Mercury. Anything in Mercury is not very significant. Mercury cards are not as significant as other period cards. Mm-hmm. So if there was something that happened, it was short.
Didn't well, nothing long. Happened, no, yeah.
Well, maybe something did, but it wasn't that significant, you know, like
okay.
that. And then you have to also be open to the idea that sometimes nines can bring blessings. Because they actually represent fulfillment. Strangely.
Fulfillment?
Fulfillment, yes. Like sometimes a nine means, see, nines mean endings, right?
Right.
So a nine can sometimes mean the ending of wanting to complete this thing I was working on, kind of a thing. See? So the next sentence becomes a blessing card. So, by the, like I said, there's a thing called the Intermediate Video CD Workshop on my website, and it's 6 hours, and I sit there and talk about all these cards and how these things might show up and how you interpret them. So if you're really interested in learning more, that's a good place to start. It has more in-depth teachings on this.
Okay. All
right. All right, Lily, thank you for calling and being a guest tonight.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Okay, we have Andre from New York calling. It's a little late out there. How you doing, Andre?
I'm doing well. I thought, thank you.
I thought you were a guy.
No, Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. He didn't write down the A there, so it threw me off. Well, good.
I'd like to thank you.
Oh, for what?
For that beautiful music that you played. It certainly, I felt so good. I pictured myself just dancing around in a meadow full of flowers as I listened to it. It was so beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate the feedback very much. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. Are you born on July 2nd, 1975?
That's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we got the right birthday for you before we start talking. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm a beginner to the Destiny card readings and the whole topic. And a friend of mine introduced it to me, and, I had fun looking up my card, and I found out I was a King of Diamonds and a King of Hearts. And I was absolutely shocked when I read the profile for the King of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, am I this person? Because in a lot of ways I'd like to be, like that,
Sure.
Just to tell you my background, I grew up in poverty, and I've been constantly focusing on money and how to attain it and how to do different things. But now I've evolved to the point of just wanting to do things that bring me joy, which is healing work, doing things with natural building. I do want to have my own business. And at the same time, I do a lot of visualization to improve my situation. But it just seems like, day after day, it's the same circumstance of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to maintain optimism about the whole thing, and I'm having a difficult time. And so when I go on your website and I see cards like Ten of Clubs, or King of Diamonds that came up a couple weeks ago, I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'm going to somehow, get money today or whatever, and then it doesn't happen. And I'm like, okay, maybe it just meant that I was totally focused on the idea of having money. And so I just want to have a basic understanding of what my spread is and how it applies to me at this time in my life. And I'd like to know if at any point, when is it going to change for me?
Well,
just so that I can continue to be strong.
This is a great question. So think about it for a minute. You're sitting there saying that, when is this going to change for me, right? I mean, this is what your question is.
Right.
And it's like you really don't think you can do anything about it, right? You're hoping something outside of you will do it for you, right?
Well,
I'm just
I think
talking
it's
about
more like both. Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about how you're speaking about it right now.
Okay.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You're speaking about, like, I really can't do anything about it, but when's this going to change for me? You know, when am I going to have some better luck or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can tell you that the cards will affect everybody depending on their capacity in different areas, okay? Like, there are some people that are just like you in the sense that they want something, but it's not money. They just want, maybe they want love, and they can't seem to get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, when am I going to have love? And they got this problem around love. And, you know, they haven't figured out what's going on. So they might have love cards and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's something at work here. There's something more important than really the cards themselves, and that is what's going on in our life. Like, what are we doing personally? Like, so you obviously have a relationship with money that's not satisfactory to you.
Right.
You understand? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just admitting what's really there. And
right.
My suggestion is that you work on your relationship with money first until you get that nailed down. Did you know that you can overcome a sense of not enough with work on yourself? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on myself daily ever since I was a little girl. I've been consciously working, modifying, making adjustments in the way that I think, in my perspective. And when I find that I hit an obstacle, I basically, you know, just ask to open up to a higher perspective on the situation.
Well,
at times, it just seems
like, it sounds like you're, whatever you're doing is not really having results in the area of money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Right.
So you're,
and that's
not
what I would like to understand. You know,
yeah.
If I'm doing all these different things, is it karmic or is it, what is it that I need to really understand make a transition?
Okay. Let me tell you a little secret. The money thing is the easiest issue to work out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even work on relationships, really, until you get the money one handled.
Right.
Before, if you don't have the money thing handled, it screws up the relationship stuff. It really does.
Right.
You know? So let me tell you, there's laws that money follows, and you haven't really gotten it yet. You haven't gotten it, but you're not too, you're still young. You got lots of time, but you'd like to have it handled soon, right?
I would like to, because there's so much I would like to do. I have so many dreams and,
yeah.
You know.
So, okay. I've written a book about money called The Big Money Book. I'm a diamond like you, okay? I'm a queen of diamonds. You're a king of diamonds. Nice to meet you. You're July 2nd. I'm July 3rd, okay?
Okay.
And we're a Cancer, so we have fears about money. We're born with fears about money. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We're security-oriented, right?
But
you can get to a place, I guarantee you, where money just follows you everywhere you go. It does me now. No matter what I do, money just comes, follows me around. I don't have to worry about how to make money. It always is there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be willing to work on your relationship with money and look at the laws of money and see, are you working with them or not? And you can really understand how money works. Really. I mean, really, like, you know it. And when you know it that well, when you really get it, how money really works, you know that you can just apply the technology and it always works. So I've written a book, which is called The Big Money Book. On my website, it'll cost you $15 to get it, and that book will change your life. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Everything you need to know about it is right in there, if you're willing to do the work. You got to look at what your beliefs are around money. I can tell you right now, you're pushing money away, but you don't know it. That's what
I've
we're
been
doing.
Asking myself that question. Am I pushing? Am I repulsing money? You know, and just wondering, you know, how do I
you
go
are
about
pushing.
It? So I've been,
anybody who's
I've
having
been,
financial problems is somebody who's pushing money away, but they don't know it. They think they want money, but when the opportunity to have money comes, they turn the other cheek. They move away from it. They don't see that. It's not a conscious thing. people aren't doing this like with full awareness. So it takes a little while to get the awareness going about it, okay? But I can guarantee you that that's what's happening, and you can change it really easily. It's not that hard to do, okay? There's other good books, too, that I recommend. I've talked about them on the show. I've actually talked on several shows about prosperity. You might want to listen to some of the past shows. There's a book called The Trick to Money is Having Some by Stuart Wilde. Which is a great book. There aren't some books about money aren't that great. The things they teach you actually won't work no matter what you try. And I try to make the distinction about that so that, you know, you don't waste your time.
Okay.
So if you're ready to have abundance, you know, just imagine right now for a moment, Andrea, if you could just say, oh, if you just wake up tomorrow and go, it doesn't really matter what I do, money's going to be there. And just know it for a fact. I mean, you could not talking about a fantasy. I'm talking about you know how it works and you know it's going to be there. Imagine the freedom that would give you. That's what you can have.
Okay.
So I can say, oh, you got cards for money coming up this next year or something. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. But if you still have poverty consciousness, it just won't happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Because, you know, there's lots of people born on your birthday or on my birthday, and we're all different. I mean, I'm the same birthday as Tom Cruise. I'm not Tom Cruise, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But you're out there.
Well, I'm out there, but there's a lot of people. I've met lots of other guys and born on my birthday and women, and they're like me in a lot of ways, but not all of them have the drive for success that I had, and we're just different, you know?
So basically, the cards that come up daily just represent a range of capabilities that comes up for that person?
Well, the daily cards are really very... You're talking about daily cards or the cards in the book?
Well, the cards... Well, initially I was talking about my birth card because I didn't feel like it actually related to me, the type of... You know, it said that the King of Diamonds are shrewd and all that, and I'm just like, wow, like, that's totally
well,
not who
first
I am.
Well, first of all, you happen to be a woman, Andrea. It's more... That manifests a lot in the men more, and believe me, they can be that way for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely can be that way. Mm-hmm. But see, there's a lot of variation with every card, you know.
Okay.
Some people will be the extreme of the good part of that card, and some will be the extreme of the bad. The book kind of tries to take a happy medium and give you both ends of it.
Okay.
I've known people of your birthday, and I think they're wonderful people. Everyone I've met who was born on July 2nd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually not too bossy, even though they're double kings. Because kings are bossy.
No.
You know?
Well, one thing I've got to say for sure is that no matter where I am, you know, I get along great with people naturally, and you know,
well, you're
people gravitate towards me. Huh?
You're a master of people. You being a king of hearts, ruling card. You're a master of people. You
and I always wondered why.
Yeah. Now you know.
Until I found that out. Yeah. Now, the King of Hearts I can relate to more than the King of Diamonds, and so I'm hoping that more and more my latent talents would come up that would represent more of the King of Diamonds.
Well, the King of Diamonds is something that you might be aspiring to be more,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, you need to develop those traits. Sometimes the card we get is not that we have it, but it always represents the issue of our life, whether we're on the receiving end of it or the giving end of it, see.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe that's the King of Diamonds part that you need to develop for yourself to really reach your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Which means having your own business, by the way.
Right. And that I do feel that resonates with me a lot, having my own business.
Yeah,
but
you got to be the boss.
It's more like a community service. Yeah.
You have to be the boss. You're a king. You're not a follower. You're a leader.
So can I ask you one last question?
Mm-hmm.
My long-range card is, according to your website, a Four of Hearts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, based on my layout, does that mean that there's a high potential for marriage this year?
Well, Four of Hearts has a lot of meanings. What it means basically is satisfaction or fulfillment in love and security. It can mean a house also, see,
okay.
Having a home. But sometimes the Four of Hearts shows up when we don't want any other relationships. Like we just say, well, I just don't want one right now. Is that interesting?
That is interesting because I am in that space where I don't want a relationship per se, but I do want companionship in terms of having company every once in a while. But, you know, I'm not really intimate or anything, not really committed in a relationship because I'm really focusing on building a stable foundation for myself.
Yeah.
And so, but
well,
four hearts
can actually mean that we turn away offers of love.
That's happening, too.
You know, is that interesting? Because if you look at the Four of
Cups... very interesting.
If you look at the tarot deck at the Four of Cups, you'll see a man sitting under a tree, and he's got three cups sitting down next to him on the ground, and he's being offered a fourth cup, and he's got his arms closed, saying, nope, I don't want it.
Wow.
And that's what the Four of Hearts can mean, though it also can mean... settling down, getting married, having a family. It can also mean those things. It just depends on the situation of the person you're reading for. Okay? So in your particular case, you're turning love away this year. Maybe you're taking a little vacation from all the hassle of that.
Well, yeah. Just for a very short time because deeply I do want a marriage and a family and a home and all that. You know, I do want stability and I do want a healthy marriage and a healthy relationship. So, you know, I'm just continuing to work on myself some more.
Yeah, get your money thing handled so that that's not an issue in any of your relationships.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing
to
do.
That's exactly why I'm pausing on the relationship.
Yeah. Because that will affect any relationship. If that's not handled, it'll be an issue. If both people in the relationship or one of the people still has outstanding money issues, is going to affect the relationship.
Right.
There's just no way around it. So I think you got a pretty good handle on things.
Yeah. Well, now that you've explained it and, you know, the duality of the cards, I have a more grasp on the concept of the destiny card readings.
You know, the reading on the website is just one of many cards in your spreads, and so you might want to go to the library or the bookstore and look the book. It has a lot more to tell you.
Okay.
And you can look up people you meet if you use a love cards book, and you can tell everything about them before they even say anything. You'll know what your connection is with them. You'll know if they're good for you. You'll know if they're telling you the truth or not. You'll know if you're compatible with them, if it's even worth wasting your time. All that. It's amazing. So,
wow.
I'm suggesting you take advantage of that.
I will. Thank you
so much. All right,
Andre.
Thank you for calling tonight.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Veronica waiting on line four, but we're going to take a short break first, Veronica. And we have two lines open, folks, two and three, if you want to call in. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to a song called Sita Ram, which is a rock and roll version of a Sita Ram chant. And when we come back, we'll talk to another Cancer Veronica from South Carolina. I'll be right back. Okay, I hope you didn't hang up your dancing shoes. That little song, a little rock and roll version of ancient Sanskrit chant. I hope you enjoyed it. We have waiting on line four a woman named Veronica from South Carolina. Are you there, Veronica?
I am here. Thank you.
So how are you, Veronica?
Oh, I'm good, except a little concerned about my health. And I was wondering what my health holds for me right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you're so young to be having health problems.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have the problems if I wouldn't have taken a certain antibiotic that I reacted to over Christmas, and I was hoping that it was going to go away, and it's still here, kind of. I don't know if it's wanting to get better or worse, but it's affected my tendons and joints, and so that's what I'm calling about. It was.
So when did this happen?
Right before Christmas.
Oh,
and then
wow.
He gave me a steroid, which made everything worse, and I've never taken a steroid nor this type of antibiotic, which was simply for bronchitis. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you born July 18th, 1973?
Why, yes. That is my birthday.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I had it correct
before I Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your cards for this year, and it's not really actually showing up there that significantly, this health thing.
Okay.
Of course you're having this thing, but there's not, like, a lot of indicators here. But I will say that you're in your Saturn period right now, which began on February 12th, and it goes until April the 5th.
What does that mean?
Well, every year we have a Saturn period, and there's seven periods, actually, but this is the one where health things are harder, as far as.
Oh.
Each year, yeah. So yours is always February 12th to April the 5th.
Oh, that actually makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. And so after April 5th, things will lighten up quite a bit.
Okay. Well, okay, they said it was about 3 months or so. So there is hope. I'm not permanently damaged, am I? That's what I was thinking.
I don't think you are. What a shame.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a genius, aren't you?
Well, yeah, it would have been more of a thing if I would have been able actually to have my computer that I was supposed to get for Christmas. And that's why I didn't research this completely before I took it. Which I researched everything before.
Have you had health things like this before?
Not anything that was incredibly bad, just, you know, the flu bug that goes around every year.
Oh, okay.
But that's really all this was just the bug that was going around and just the mild infection. So they give me something for anthrax? Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called in something very strong because I said, I want to have this knocked out, and little did I know, yeah, it'll knock it out, but it'll take the rest of me down, too.
It sounds like it's just something you couldn't have avoided happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this was not something that was anybody's fault. I mean, you could blame somebody, but what I'm saying is that nobody did it to you intentionally.
It's my fault. I put it in my mouth. There was a red flag there. I hadn't heard of it before.
Well, I'm just saying that nobody intentionally did it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I guess
I have to consider, like, this is like karma for you. It's karma, you know?
So what did I do to, is this more of a lesson more than anything else, or?
Well,
I don't know.
I think ultimately you could say, well, what did I learn from this, or what am I learning from this would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Like, what has this taught me? I mean, we can't live a life always trying to second-guess things and being worried about what's going to happen. That doesn't work either. You know what I mean? We can't be so concerned about every little thing we do that we're worried that we're going to make a mistake and then die of some disease.
Yeah, seriously.
That's no way of living a life. So, you know, the lesson in this kind of situation, I would be looking more internally, like, why would I attract something like this into my life? See, that's how I would look at it.
What kind of answer would that be, huh?
Well, I don't know. Like, what's the net result of this? Like, are you working?
Well, yeah, I have to work. That's just something else. I mean, a lot of things have been put in perspective as far as work, you know.
Yeah.
By golly, I'm going, so that's good. And I haven't
You're still working.
You know, it hasn't. I was out for the first Well, it was during the Christmas and New Year's time, so I had some time off there, which is really good. So the really horrible part of it was over the holidays, but today, I'm glad this is actually today and it happened today, so I could call. But yeah, my knee started acting up really severely again.
You know, you're fairly, you're very strong-willed. Are you aware of that?
I've been told that before. yeah, I actually haven't been incredibly aware of it, but I have been watching my behavior a little bit more.
It's good to be aware of it because this is something that you are. Like, I think you're the kind of person that you're only going to do what you want to do, and it doesn't matter what the people say.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm not falling to peer pressure.
sometimes the lessons that you would learn would be from, you know, trusting your own judgment and taking more responsibility, you know, like that.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that that red flag was there, and I did it anyways because I asked the nurse.
Why did you do it anyway?
Because I trusted that the nurse and the pharmacist would know what they were talking about. And then when I talked to the doctor about the steroid again, he didn't have a clue, and I did massive research on it. And I'm like, did you know this, this, and this? And completely clueless.
So maybe that was the mistake. See, it sounds like it's a thing about trust, you know? Like,
well, apparently
right
I trust
people.
Too much, huh?
Well, you trusted the wrong person. Or you trusted them with the wrong information. See?
Well, the doctor,
like
you would think the doctor would actually,
All I'm saying is, okay.
I know. Okay.
Look, I go to doctors, too, if I have to. First of all, I won't go unless it's absolutely necessary because they're just a bunch of people like me, and they make more mistakes than I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They make mistakes. And if I go to a doctor and they give me a diagnosis, I know that my life's in my hands. They don't really have anything invested in my life.
True.
It's like it's like going to an insurance place, you know. I mean, anyway. So, whenever the doctor says, "Well, this is what I think, and this is what I see going on for you," I'm questioning everything. Right?
Yeah.
And whatever happens is going to be my decision.
True.
So it's nobody's fault but my own. I'm the one that makes it. Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty angry at myself about it.
There you go. I think that's the lesson that you're learning. It's about trusting yourself. It's about being, you know, being able to do the best for yourself. You gave your power away to the doctor and you regret it now.
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely.
But so you don't think this is permanent? You think that this whole thing will get out of my system? And
yeah, I think this whole experience, though, is getting you to change your lifestyle. I think you need to have a change somehow, like move or something, a new job or something. There's some message here for you.
I would like that. As far as the job, though, I'm so not up to going and looking for another position, and because right now I seriously want to get better. And then when I actually can walk, normally without the stuff kicking in, that would be good. But do you see anything like that for me coming up without my knowledge of it, such as because the economic climate here is not as prosperous as it once was, and so that's something that I'm concerned about also.
Well, you know, that's the economic climate. No matter what the economic climate is, some people are getting rich and other people are getting poor.
Sure.
So you want to be in the group that's getting rich regardless of the economic climate.
Most definitely. being poor.
And you're smart enough to do that.
Well, what direction as far as that do you think I should go?
Well, my suggestion is to do what you love to do.
Well, what if I forgot what that is? Seriously.
Then you need to spend time to remember. Like, ask yourself, what did you do when you were a little kid when nobody was looking?
I ran around in circles.
What kind of things did you enjoy doing, you know?
Swimming.
When you weren't being micromanaged by your parents or whatever.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. There's a whole path of self-discovery there open for you. Okay?
Yeah, I just liked to play when I was little.
And I think there's more to the story, too. I don't really know everything about you, but I think there's a relationship issue hidden here somewhere.
Oh, you know. actually, it's pretty decent right now, actually, as far as the relationship.
Oh, good.
I'm very pleased about.
Asking others for help. I'm trying
to take one thing at a time, huh?
Asking others for help.
Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to ask others for help? See, that's the thing. Okay, so if...
I know you don't want to.
Well, here's the trust thing. Okay, so if I ask the professional for help and he, you know, gives me something that's poison for my system, and then I ask help from other people, then, I have maybe three people that I completely trust and rely on. And,
you know, everybody's going to let you down sooner or later. It's certainly inevitable.
Well, sure. I mean, well, you know, friends are friends. And
there's a balance, though, that can be found. But we have to be able to always keep an open giving and receiving with people around us. We've got to be able to receive, and we have to be able to give.
Okay. Well, the giving part isn't a big problem, huh?
In order to be fulfilled. Well, you're a little bit blocked on the receiving end, I think.
Are you serious?
I think you are, yeah.
Wow, okay. How so?
I just think that you can't trust anybody.
Whoa. Well, see, I thought that I could trust people before, except for this just really, you know, hurt me physically.
Well,
therefore,
my suggestion
mentally,
to you,
it just freaked me out, huh?
My suggestion is just to take this internal and imagine that you created this whole thing.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
Why would I create this? What would be the reason for me having this happen to me?
Well, it's because I wanted to see my family. I mean, my brother was here from California, you know, and
my
sister and everybody. So I wanted to be well, but I still wasn't even well enough to see them. And then, flip side, I damaged myself even further to the point that I'm still, you know, it's March now, and I'm still ill because of the antibiotic, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay,
well,
so I wanted to see my family, therefore I'm punished, almost.
Expect a change, a change of lifestyle.
Huh?
In April.
Oh, in April? Like what? I'm not going to lose my job, am I?
Well, maybe you need to.
I don't know. Or do you think it's going to be something where, I mean, if I got fired, let me exchange.
What it looks like is a change in the way you approach your life.
Change in the way I approach my life.
A positive change. Something that's better than what you're doing now. I don't know exactly what it is. It's not that specific.
Hmm.
But that's a general description of it, okay?
Okay.
So, and that starts on April 5th and goes until May 27th. And so that's the period we're talking about. So just take it easy. Don't stress too much in the Saturn period.
Okay.
Try to take good care of yourself, nurture yourself. Let other people help you too.
Okay.
You know, let other people help take care of you.
Okay.
Become like a little girl with a cold and her mommy takes care of her, you know, whatever. Let people take care of you.
Okay, and as far as...
And be open to change. Be open to change.
Okay.
You're too young to be feeling stuck.
Well, right now, believe me, I do.
You're too young to be feeling stuck.
When the legs won't move, I really do. I definitely appreciate my health a lot more now, huh?
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
So you got no excuse.
No.
You have no excuse to not just go do what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was planning on doing this new year, as far as the calendar year. And apparently, either I or God threw a roadblock in my way, and I'm not blaming God. I'm not blaming God. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe this is what he had in store for me in order to open up my eyes as far as direction.
God knows. See, as smart as we are, God knows better than us. And his plan for us is always the best. But sometimes it takes us a while to catch up to current events, you know? Like, we're kind of slow. You know, we're looking at life through a keyhole thinking we got the whole picture. We don't know. We're just doing the best we can.
I'm telling you, man, just surviving is hard enough sometimes, but, you know, it's like, man, I'm just trying to live. I'm trying
to
breathe.
You got to get out of survival mode here.
I know. I don't know how or when
you
I got
really
trapped
do.
In that, but I can't. It seems, well, I can't, but it just seems like I'm logged into it right now. And,
yeah, you're bought into it. You're, like, sold.
That sucks. I don't know. Maybe this is the consequence of having friends that are older than me, huh?
I don't know either.
Know.
Something will happen, and it's something for you to learn about. This is your something you created. It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It's sad. Oh, well, it's... hey,
got some fun parts to it, but...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, in general, it's just like, oh, my gosh, what did I do, and why did I do that? For the big picture. Oh, speaking of the big picture, as far as my life pattern, is it going to get better?
Oh, it can get better instantly when you're ready. There's nothing holding you back.
Okay.
Nothing but you. There's nothing holding you back. You have actually a pretty lucky whole lineup of influences in your life, believe it or not.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're pretty fortunate. You just don't know it.
Yeah, apparently I'm not tapping into the right resources, correct?
You're focusing, you know, on what you don't have and stuff like that. And you're not really using your talents. You're not really taking any risks. You're too little afraid about money. You need to get over your money thing.
Well, you're just talking about having a little bit of money in order to receive money.
Yeah, receiving is, I think, is what your issue is. You're good at giving but not receiving.
Well, this funny thing happened today. I went to the bank to cash my Christmas present check and discovered that I thought it was X amount of dollars, and it was a lot more than what, because I just looked at it and thought immediately that it was, you know, 100 or so, and it was a lot more than that, so yeah.
Good for you.
But you said, as far as receiving, what I saw when I looked at the check originally and what was actually there, two very, very different things. So, yeah, I guess
did
I
you feel okay about it being? Did you feel okay about it being more?
Yeah, it was pretty, wow. I was floored. Floored.
Okay.
Because, again, from receiving it from who I was receiving it from and how much it was pretty incredible. So,
well,
okay, so if I was going to sell a product, would this be the time to do it?
Right now,
or maybe
it's not that significant. This isn't really. This will be an okay time for you to do any kind of business thing for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely, selling a product, sure, no problem. But you're in Saturn. Just expect it to be harder. Just expect things to be a little bit harder than usual for a while.
Okay.
But it's going to end, like I said, in April, and you'll be in a new thing will be starting.
Okay, cool. And as far as 2009?
I'm not going to talk about that with you right now. I'll let you call back later.
You know I will. Okay. I call a little bit.
And where do you live in South Carolina?
Let's see, the foothills. Around
where?
Greer.
Where?
Around Greer.
Oh, around Greer? Well, then you
yeah.
can come down to Atlanta when I give my talk next month.
Oh, when is that?
It's April the 9th. Just go to my website and click on seminars. All the information is right there.
Oh, is that on a weekday or a weekend?
It's a weekday.
Oh, what day?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Just go to the website. Don't make up your mind right now.
No, I'll see about it. Okay. You should come up here
nice
to...
Okay, nice to talk to you, Veronica. I'm going to have to let you go now.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to talk now to Raquel, who's in Los Angeles. They're waiting patiently on line two. Are you there, Raquel? Might have caught Seth off guard.
I'm sorry?
Oh, there you are. Is this Raquel?
There I am.
How are you, Raquel?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Are you May the 8th, 1968?
Yes.
Okay, so
that's
make sure I know who I'm talking to.
So
what can I do for you this evening?
Yes, Robert, I have actually ended a lot of things last year, just a couple months ago, and made a big decision a long time ago to move from L.A. to New York, and it wasn't a really good decision. I'm back in L.A. again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of curious. I was wondering if you have any insight to, I'm taking a whole new direction in life. I'm going back to school. But I'm kind of letting go of a lot of things that I held on to in the past and kind of grieving about the past a lot.
Yeah, well,
I'm kind of stuck. I was listening to your last caller. I feel like I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Trying to
move
forward.
You know, everything you're doing is right on schedule for you. It's perfect. You're right in alignment with your soul's destiny right now. Okay?
Okay.
This was meant to be a year of letting go. Nines are the cards for letting go. And you have, I'm looking at 5 nines right now on your spread this year. That's a lot of nines. That's a lot of nines. Yeah, I mean, this entire year has been about letting go for you. Part of it was easy and good, and part of it was hard. You understand?
Very.
Some of it was hard, but some of it was not so hard. And it's all good, though, because everything you had before, it wasn't doing you any good. You wore it out.
Not at all, no.
So you're doing the right thing, but it's like, kind of like a person who's got an illness, letting go of the habits that caused the illness, you know. It's like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good thing. It's all going to pay off for you. It's all going to change. Everything's going to shift. After your birthday, things are going to look a lot different.
Wow, I guess I feel like even though I'm letting go of the past, it doesn't seem to be letting go of me.
That's not actually true. If you let go of the past, it'll let go of you.
Right.
You'd have to let go.
Very true. I'm the one who's hanging on.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm glad you know that.
Nobody can
make you be with them or, you know, anything like that.
Right. So, basically, all the nines that you're seeing, this has been going on for a while?
This is your house cleaning year since your last birthday.
House cleaning year?
House cleaning year. Cleaning the house out.
Wow.
Cleaning out the cupboards. Taking out the trash.
Wow.
You get it?
Yeah.
So now, when you take the trash out, do you say, oh, come back here. Come back, I want you back. Do you say that?
No.
Okay, well, don't be doing that, all right? Don't be doing that.
You know, I've actually been, I have been kind of like mourning over a past relationship that I thought I could get out of my system. And it's weird that I keep going back to idealistically thinking about that old relationship, no matter how many people I meet.
Do you know that you're a jack of diamonds, Raquel?
You know what? That's why I'm calling you, because a friend of mine told me that I'm a jack of diamonds and I should give you a call, because she had read
Go down to your local Borders or Barnes & Noble tomorrow. Get out my book, Love Cards, and read all about your card, okay?
Okay.
It's a book called Love Cards.
Okay.
One of your biggest things in life is that you have a really strong relationship with your own personal freedom.
Yes.
And you will make relationships, you'll blow them up, and you'll do it in such a way that it looks like it was not your fault. You're so good at disguising it to make it look like somebody else did it to you. You follow me?
Yes.
You're a master at this, okay? You should give classes in this.
Wow. Okay.
The fact of the matter is, you don't really know if you really want to give up your freedom or not. You probably don't.
Wow. Freedom
is a big
issue. So anytime
a relationship starts to get too close, where they start like sort of inching in on your personal space, then you start sabotaging it. And, you know, usually we don't want to be responsible for our sabotage, so we make it look like the person kicked us out or left us or something like that. Or, you know, I used to do that. I would make my partner so miserable they would kick me out. Then I would say, well, you ended it.
Right. Wow.
Okay. So, but I got some news for you. You have love coming soon again. Lots of love. My suggestion to you is clean out the closet so that you have room for this new person to come in.
Okay.
Something much better than you've had now. Okay?
Much better?
Yes, much better. Much more valuable.
Much better. I can't wait.
Well, you're going to have to wait till after your birthday.
After my birthday.
But you won't have to wait much longer than that.
Not much longer, no?
No, not much longer than after your birthday.
Do you see like a family for me, or?
Why would you want a family? That's major anchorage.
I know, for someone who wants so much freedom, right?
Yeah, that's major, like, that's a major drag on your freedom, trust me.
I just feel like at my age, I've had so much freedom that maybe I should,
okay,
you know.
Well, get a
dog. I don't know. Maybe I should have a family because, you know, I'm at the age where, a couple more years.
I think you could actually be successfully married. I really do, be honest.
Oh.
Yeah, you have the capacity.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you have to get over, this whole freedom thing is mostly based on fear that's not really real, you know, fear of losing your identity or fear of losing your freedom. Those fears are not really real, but you have allowed them to rule you up until now. But there's another part of you that really likes to be, to have that stability.
To have what? I'm sorry?
There's another part of you that really likes to have that stability.
Right. There is something in me that would love to have, you know, a family-like situation. And I've been thinking about that lately in the last year or two, that I think that would be really a wonderful experience for me to finally not be so independent and start caring, you know, for other people instead of just myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it nice to know that you have time to experience or to experiment with that?
Okay, so this is the time to do it.
Well, you have the potential for that coming in this next year. You could get married next year, even.
Next year?
When I say next year, I mean after your birthday.
Okay.
In this system, the years begin on our birthday.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. When I say next year.
Well, at least I have a potential.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be love in your life. How far that goes is completely up to you, as it always is.
Okay. So basically, I have to sort of, like, you know, understand that I'm the one who sabotages a lot of things, maybe.
Oh yeah, you're definitely the little trickster there who's blowing stuff up. You're a Jack of Diamonds. You're like a little playgirl, you know.
Wow, I never saw myself that way.
Well, let's talk to your exes about that. Let's get a second opinion here.
You know what? I actually stayed with one person for 13 years, so I was very attached to this person.
How come you didn't get married?
Well, you know what? We were going to get married, and I had moved, you know, I had made a big move for him to get married, and when I moved, you know, to another city where he was living, it was pretty much a nightmare. He had a whole different life going on. You know, I just had a lot of bad news to face, and then we definitely broke up. He had a lot of other girlfriends, actually.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's not good.
So it was really a very sad period, and it took me, you know, a while to get over that. I thought I was over it, but it kind of followed me into other relationships, and I didn't realize how upset I was.
Life's all about understanding ourselves. So everything that happens to you or happens to me, it's uniquely for us, you know, to learn about ourselves. They're all mirrors of us, people around us, people that we're attracted to. Ultimately, it's all like a reflection of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at all your past and from that point of view, it's a lot more enlightening, you know, for you. Say, you know, well, that was a nice experience. This is what I learned about myself from that experience and so forth.
So do you think that through that experience, there is just something for me to learn about myself, like since he was having a lot of other relationships on the side?
Like maybe you're that kind of person too. Like, why would you even be attracted to that man? Most women can pick up on that right away, you know.
Oh. Right. Absolutely, yeah. I was,
like,
well, he had moved her a couple.
Part of you must have known on some level.
Well, I actually did notice a complete difference in him when he had moved, because he was there for 2 years. So, and he would always come back, and there was definitely something different about him.
Oh, so you, basically you were together, he moved away, and then you moved to go be with him again? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
So he moved away, and then he started acting strange because he was having sex with other women.
Right. But maybe I just didn't want to face it, but when he, you know, what he did is he would fly back, and he was with me all the time, like, you know, on the weekends. He'd fly back
right.
for the weekends.
Right.
So, and he called me constantly, so it almost seemed as if everything was the same.
Yeah.
So by the time I moved there, he told me very, like, immediately that, you know, that he had been living this life for 2 years.
As soon as you moved there, he told you?
I'm sorry?
As soon as you moved there, that's when he decided to tell you?
You know, the shock here, I think what hurt me so much is I called him before I moved because I had a feeling, a bad feeling.
Uh-huh.
And he had told me, you know, we had planned this for a month before I moved there, but I didn't have the greatest feeling, so I called him for reassurance all the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But the day I got there, I couldn't believe it because I called him before I moved because I just didn't have the greatest feeling. But the moment I got there is the moment he sat me down and had a long talk about how he had been living.
Well, that was awfully nice of him to wait until you got there.
I was surprised. I asked him, why didn't you tell me? Because I was talking to him, you know, the same morning on the phone. And I told him, you know,
like
he had a change of heart.
You know, Jack and Diamonds, all the Jack, Raquel, are known to sometimes stretch the truth.
They're known to what? I'm sorry?
Stretch the truth. Or not tell the truth.
Oh, trust issues.
No, they're dishonest sometimes.
Oh, Jack of Diamonds are dishonest?
Yeah. All the Jacks.
Oh.
See, that's one of
You're
their...
You're Jack.
I'm not a Jack, no.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
I'm a queen.
Well, because my ex is a Jack.
He's a Jack of Diamonds. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you're both Jack of Diamonds?
Both of us are, yeah.
Well, you got your mirror there.
So are we, like, just both completely dishonest?
I don't know. Are you?
Well, I was completely honest with him, you know. Always very honest.
Really
honest
with you, though.
He wasn't honest with me at all. I think I was very brokenhearted at how forthcoming I was with him and how he chose to, you know, conceal everything until I moved there.
Well,
and it's been very hard for me to really get over that.
Well, you're going to get over it. You're going to get over it. I'm going to have to let you go now, but you're going to get over it, and you're going to have new love in your life very soon.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Wonderful news.
Don't be worried about it.
Okay.
Everything's going to be fine, but start looking at yourself a little bit. Read my books. Read about yourself in love cards.
Okay, I'm going
to get
your
book. You're also a four of diamonds, and that has its own unique karma. You should read both those cards to get a sense of who you are.
Okay.
And then, and also in that book, you can look up everybody and see what your relationship would be like then if you got together. It's really handy for relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, start on your path to self-understanding. Start to get to know who you are, who Raquel is. And then
Definitely.
You can start to choose what you really love. You can figure out what really does make you happy and then start going for that.
That sounds great.
That's my recommendation. So thank you
for being
my guest.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being my guest, Raquel.
Sure. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have Sharon waiting patiently on line 3. And then we have 2 lines open. So feel free to call in. We're going to play a song called Closer to You. And then when we come back, we'll talk to Sharon from New Jersey. Hope you're doing okay, Sharon. I look forward to talking to you guys when you call. Be right back.
Closer to you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, and we're coming down to our last segment here, and we have just enough time to talk to our two waiting guests, Sharon and Catalina. So, Sharon, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. How's life in New Jersey?
Pretty good.
So, tell me, are you born on January 10th, 1972? Hello? Hello, Sharon? I think we lost her for some reason. After all that wait, that's a shame. So, Seth, if you could put Catalina on, and maybe Sharon will call back. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Catalina?
Yes.
Hi, Catalina. Robert Camp.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Our last caller got disconnected or something, so we're just bringing you right on.
Yeah.
And is your birthday May 3rd, 1967?
Yes.
And how are you?
Good. I actually have two questions. I don't know which one you want to tackle first, but the first question I have is, I guess I would like more clarity on, I'm looking at, I have a ten of diamonds and an ace of clubs in my Uranus period right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens quite a bit with these 52-day periods. I know they're just shorter spans of time, so they don't have as big of an influence as, say, like the long-range cards. But many times when I look at the cards, for those 52-day periods, like with this one, I can see or make no connection, and this might just be, you know, not knowing the cards well enough, but since I'm in this period right now, I'm seeing absolutely no connection between the ton of diamonds that I have and the ace of clubs.
Okay, so for what's happening in your life right now, you know, just kind of fill me in there. What's going on?
Well, everything's just kind of status quo, work, and, I mean, there really has been nothing different or unusual that I can, that I can share, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really sure, you know, I don't know you well enough to really comment exactly on this. Your period is almost over, by the way. It ends on March 12th.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now, there's a possibility that maybe you're born on a different day.
Oh, nice.
Because I have a 10 of diamonds right now, and I'm making a lot of money right now. And I'm not even trying. It's just pouring in. Okay? So, but I'm also in a position where I can make more money. I have a business that, you know, generates money, and it has potential to make more or less each month. And so it's not unusual for me to make more money, but there it is, and it's in the cards, and it's happened to me right now. Ten of Diamonds has other meanings, though. It can mean a wish fulfilled of some significance. And the Ace of Clubs means new information, like learning new things or something like that. Like, this could be like having a new computer or something, for example.
Right, and that's, you know, that's the thing. It's, none of those things have happened. So I guess, you know, whenever I get the Ten of Diamonds, I kind of pay extra attention because I... No,
you'd like it to be something good. You'd like it to be some money or something.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
So, do you know the time of your birth, by chance?
Yes, I do. 10:12 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, you're definitely born on May 3rd. I just wanted to make sure because people born on, around midnight, sometimes their day will be different than they think it is.
Right.
There are reasons for that. The card system uses what's called true solar time and not observed time, which is what the world uses. The world uses observed time. Long story. But I don't know what to tell you, actually. So everything is just the same. Nothing changed during this period for you, huh?
No. No. I mean, I know it's only 52 days, so maybe...
Well, no. I think it's significant enough that something should have showed up or would have or has shown up or something. I don't know.
Well, like I said, it ends in a few days.
So there's still some time. You still have a week and 2 days, you know, for something to show up. So I'll tell you what, I have an invitation to you. If something shows up, or even if something doesn't show up, why don't you call us back and let us know?
I will.
Because you got a few days
I'll
left.
Yeah. Okay, my other question, which is a little bit larger, is I have a question about the seven-year period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at, you know, there's a governing, there's another overlay, I guess you would say, of the seven-year time span.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my question is, do those cards, again, act as sort of an umbrella over that whole time span? For example, your Mars card in that period would rule, you know, indicate things with men and legalities and stuff. Or
to a certain
is there a more
extent,
specific way of looking at it?
To a certain extent, that's true. So you obviously know the system well enough to look at and find your seven-year spreads, right?
Right.
You're actually doing that, which is kind of an advanced topic. Most people that read my book don't go that far with the system, but you're obviously getting into this, and you already know how to find your seven-year cards, right?
Well, but I gained that from your book. I don't know.
You read that,
you have that
chapter
listed
where it talks about, yeah. Well, it's there, but it's kind of tucked away in a, you know, little side chapter and so forth. Well, that's good.
Right.
So, yeah, they do have that effect, but there's such a long influence that, you know, you might infer a general thing. Your 7 year period began in 2002, and it ends it ends in your birthday in 2009, right? Is when your current seven year period ends.
Right.
The one you're in right now. So you can look back, but there is actually a long range card for the 7 years. You don't know what that is. Yours was Nine of Diamonds. Your seven-year long range. Actually, you probably would know that.
Yes.
That's in the book. That one is in the book, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can look at the seven years and see. Well, do you relate to it? I mean, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, some of them I do.
Mm-hmm.
The one point when I was thinking about this, I was, for example, okay, we have those 7 years in that time span, but there is not any particular way of reading that cycle to say, okay, this card is going to affect, you know, your 41st year. Do you know what I mean? Like, those cards in that spread affect, I guess I'm just trying to understand how to, you kind of look at them as a yearly spread.
Maybe, okay. The long range card for your current year, which is a Jack of Clubs, is one of your 7 year cards. You know that, right? In other words, the long range card for each year, it comes from the 7 year spread. Okay.
Okay.
So it is the influence in the 7 year spread for this year. You also have a Seven of Clubs vertical though, for this year. You have a Jack of Clubs direct and Seven of Clubs vertical long range for this current year. That's what you have. Are you following that so far?
Say them again, please.
Okay. Your long range card this year is a Jack of Clubs.
Got that.
You got that far, right? But there's also a Seven of Clubs vertical long range this year.
Okay, I'm not saying that.
Well, you looked in the book.
Oh, I see. So you're looking under the Uranus period.
That's what you're in. You're in the Uranus period of your 7 years.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out, how to do that.
Ah, you're getting it. You're starting to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's really good.
So then,
and so next year you'll have the Neptune card of that period, of that 7 years.
Right.
As your long
range. Which is the Nine of Clubs.
Nine of Clubs, yes. absolutely.
Okay.
So you can read it like a yearly spread, but you have to look at it in a different context of being a longer period of time. That's all.
Right.
But otherwise, it's, yeah. And you can't read exactly the same way because, like, you know, this is a Uranus year, but I don't think you'll be able to tell that you're under a Uranus influence so much. That's not usually really obvious or prevalent. That planetary influence I'm talking about for the year. But the card itself will be very prominent. The Jack of Clubs and Seven of Clubs for you, which is being exposed to a lot of spiritual knowledge. That's been a theme for you this year.
That's pretty interesting.
The cards and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
There you have it, see? So that's very, and Seven of Clubs is also spiritual knowledge, and Jack of Clubs means elevating our mind to a higher level, so you get a double dose of new spiritual information coming in and upgrading your thinking. You are a Seven of Clubs yourself, by the way. That's your ruling card.
Yes, right? Yes. I'm very familiar with that card.
How do you like it?
I'm not so sure I like it.
That's what I was picking up on.
But, you know, it is what it is, and I can't change it, you know?
It's a great card. I mean, we have a woman in our fellowship who's a Seven of Clubs, and she's just the most delightful person, you know, just the most delightful. Seven of Clubs, they need a lot of attention. Everybody pay attention to me. They need it. They absolutely have to have it.
That's kind of interesting.
Oh, just be adorable and everybody will adore you.
Wait, what did you say?
Just be adorable and everybody will adore you.
Well, I pretty much do that already. So that's...
Oh, good. So you got that one handled.
Yeah, I don't have the Three of Spades handled, actually, but anyway.
That's the drama-making person, you know. Just let's make some more drama. Let's get some drama going here.
Well, actually, I don't do that, but I have a strong identification with that card because it's the artist card, and I have a master's degree in art, but I don't feel like I'm doing the potential of that card or what it seems to be speaking to me. So that's what I meant by that.
Yeah, you could be a very successful artist with that card.
Right, and I don't know. You know, that's what I'm still trying to sort of figure out, I guess.
Okay. Well.
But anyway,
okay.
You got my questions answered.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. It's great talking to you. It was a pleasure.
Yes, I will be calling again.
All right. Very good, Katerina.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Sharon apparently has called back. So if you're still there, Sharon, let me hear your voice.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Why am I echoing?
Oh. Well, I don't know. Why are you echoing?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing all right. So, are you born January 10th, 1972?
That's me.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear on that before we start. So, now that I have you on the phone, what can I do for you?
I was just curious if you can just point in the right direction about life and my child.
You say about your child?
Yeah.
You have a child?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want to know what, about your relationship with a child, or what?
I would like for you to tell me.
Well, what's your child's birthday?
He's a Gemini, actually. He's 17-04, he's 3.5.
He's June 17th?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he's wild. He's a boy.
Of course he is. Boys are always a lot more trouble than girls. Well, usually they are anyway.
Girls are worse, but I don't think so.
Well, your son is, he's a combination of things. You know, he's a King of Clubs, and he's also a Jack of Diamonds. So he's a little mixture of both. So part of him is very responsible and very mature, but then another part is really playful and immature. How old is he now, anyway?
He's 3 and a half.
Oh, well, he's still quite young. But you don't have anything to worry about with him, I can tell you that.
He was taken from me before. Do you see anybody ever taken from me?
He was taken from you?
His father.
So you don't have him anymore, or what?
No, I have him. I have him. No, I come back.
Oh, you got him back?
Yeah.
Oh.
So do you see anything like that happening ever again? His father will come and take him away, or...
I don't think so. You know what I see?
I'm going to be in that area. I'm going to be in the same area where my father lives pretty soon, and I just don't want to, you know, I was just wondering whether or not he was going to spot me in the area, or maybe I would run into something that he knew.
Well, do you want to hear what I have to say about this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see any problems. As a matter of fact, Sharon, this should be one of the best years you've had in a long time.
I need it. I'm due.
And are you ready for love?
No.
Well, there's some in your way anyway.
Love is coming. Well, good luck. Can you tell me who it is?
No. My suggestion to you, though, is to just be open to it.
I'm sorry,
not
what was that?
Be open to love.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah. You sound a little shut down about the whole thing.
Hmm?
You sound a little shut down about the whole issue of love.
No, I'm just enjoying time with my son and my family. And just not really looking for love right now.
Well, you don't have to look for it. You just have to be open to something good happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it somebody that I already know, or?
I have a feeling that you're going to have many opportunities for love. All of a sudden, everybody's going to want to be around you, see you, date you, whatever. And you should get out and just be, let yourself be popular for a little while. You know, have a little fun. Go out to social places. Go out to places where people gather. Maybe get some friends or something. That, you know, make some new friends or whatever. And go out and just be social a little bit and see what happens.
Okay.
Because there's a magic in the air for you this year. If you're ready, you can, if you're open. There's a magic that's ready to happen to you. It doesn't come. This will never happen again in your life, so I'm suggesting you take care of it. You let it come in and enjoy it.
Okay. I have a question for you. What about my friends that I have?
What about them?
Are they true friends?
I don't know. I don't know. We're not going to have time to go through all your friends one by one and let me tell you that.
No, I wouldn't want to pass, no.
Listen, all your friends are going to be good this year. Everything's going to be great this year. You need to get out there and date or be with people and be social and be around groups of people. You're going to have a blast, I guarantee it. And you'll meet somebody as early as May if you allow it to happen.
Okay.
Okay. That's my suggestion. And these great influences you have don't come very often, so... You know, there are times in life when the people we attract are not so good, you know, like there'll be problems or whatever. And there are other times when everybody who comes in is great. And right now you're in one of those great times.
What about my relationship with my ex and with my dad?
It doesn't matter. They're all, they all can be good for you. All of them. And all this good stuff just started today. It started today, March. So you'll wait.
Okay.
By the end of this week, by next week, this time, the end of this week, you're going to be feeling things different. You have the power with people this year. You need to go use it. Okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, Sharon. Great talking to you. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, that's our show tonight, everybody. Just want to remind everybody who's still listening that we have a special guest who didn't make it tonight. But he's coming next week. It's Dr. Ray Blanchard, who is the executive producer of The Answer to Absolutely Everything. And we're going to have a great show. So make sure you put on your schedule and tune in next Monday night at 7 o'clock Pacific. This is Robert Lee Camp. We're going to end the show with our favorite song, The Gayatri Mantra. And we'll see you next week. I hope you have a great week. Good night.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yona prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Om Dhuravarivyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-Varivyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Deyo Yona Prachodayam.